Welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and it's Tuesday, guys. Fabulous old morning over here in California. Hey, guys, so today I wanted to really talk about how bad we want it, right? How bad do you want it? How much determination do you have towards your goal? How much do you want on this life, this level 10 life that we all want, right? How much do we really want it? Do we want to give up all these things that make us so happy, right? Of course we don't, right? But there's certain things, which I like to refer as poisons, that will hold us back, right? These people in our lives, you know, and some of them are even as close to our moms and dads and spouses. And, you know, we got to kind of let go of that stuff and really go after it if we want to get to that level of success that we dream about, right? You know, so you got to ask yourself that question as of how bad do you really want it, right? How strong is that fire? How strong is that desire, right? How much determination do you have to get to that place in your life that you want to be at, right? Because anything is possible, but it's going to come with a lot of work and a lot of hours, right? And that's one of the biggest excuses of all, right? Is, you know, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to put in that effort. Well, really, honestly, guys, you don't have the time because you don't want it bad enough. If it's something you want bad enough, you'll find the time, you'll make the time, right? So you can't use that excuse. I used that excuse for years of I didn't have the time. I'm just so overwhelmed. And if I look at my life on a daily, I'm still way overwhelmed, but it's how I manage it, right? It's how I manage my time properly that really gets me to where I need to be, you know? So as I go through my day, I try to make every minute count in every project, right? Focus on it. And that's really helped me out through my life is, you know, focusing on the task at hand. Don't be thinking about other things while you're doing this, because then you're going to get, you know, stuck, or it's going to take you twice as long as it really needs to. And that's when, you know, you start losing that time, that precious, valuable time that we can never get back, right? So it's those little things that are going to be able to give us the time and give us the energy to be able to go after whatever it is we want, right? And we all want different dreams, but we all want to live that level 10 life. Nobody wants to live a level 3 life, right? At least nobody I've met, right? So as you go through your day, start managing your time a little better, right? That's one thing that's helped me out so much is managing my time, right? But then when it comes to the fire and really, honestly, how bad do you want it and how hot is that fire burning, right? You got to stoke that fire every day, right? You got to continue to go after what it is you want, right? Because it's not going to happen overnight, and nothing worth having is going to just fall into your lap. You know, every once in a while, somebody will get lucky, right? And let's say we're talking about money, and money's not everything, right? But money is a great tool to get you to that next level 10 life. But some people hit the lottery, but they got it without working. And 90% of the time, guys, it ruins their life because they didn't know what to do with it once they got it, because they didn't work, they didn't plan, they didn't really have a game plan. All of a sudden they were just, well, I'm filthy rich and I can do whatever I want, but then they live beyond their means, which we all do at some points in our lives. We all live beyond our means, but we gotta slow down, right? I have to slow down and really focus on exactly what it is I want on my day to day to help me get to my next year goals, right? My next 10-year goals, you know, and I have quite a few of those, right? The long-term goals and the short-term goals. But to stoke that fire and to go back to those goals every day, right, is something that, you know, at least once a week, right? Go over what you want and go over how you want to get it and what you think it's going to take, right? Because that's the biggest thing is having that plan, right? And, you know, people look at the big picture. Hey, I want to be a millionaire, but I don't have a pot to piss in, right? I don't know how I'm going to get there, right? And then they make these huge outlandish goals, right? And they never get anywhere close to it. And they think, oh, I'm a failure. It's not for me. I can't do it, right? And that's it's not that they can't do it. It's because they made their beginning goals too big for them to accomplish or even see any headway on. And when you don't see headway and you don't get any gratification, well, then your goals and your subconscious starts telling you you can't. And when your subconscious starts telling you you can't, the world starts showing you that you can't, right? And it works together. It's that energy part, right? That we're putting out this energy every day, right? And what kind of energy is it? Because the universe will give us what we want. Rather, it's subconsciously, you know, pretty much taking us down. Or if we're subconsciously putting out positive energy and working towards our small goals and celebrating them, right? And celebrating them and celebrating the small wins, right? So stoke that fire, guys. Don't let it go out inside of you, right? And then, you know, there's two different types of people, right? There's the people that talk about it and wait for the perfect time to do it. And there's people that talk about it, get a plan together and go do it and not care about the timing, because there is never going to be a perfect time. You're never going to have the perfect finances to get you to your goals, right? You're never going to have this story or this fairy tale story that wants to get you to that perfect moment in your life of, okay, now it's time to go after those goals, right? You have to just do it. Just go, right? There's the one person that talks and waits for the perfect timing, and then there's the other person that just goes and does it, right? And when you're that person that just goes and does it and figures it out, the universe is there to help you, right? And it, what you put out there is what you're going to receive, right? So you'll figure out a way to make those couple hundred extra bucks to put in that savings account if that's your goal, right? You will figure out a way. Pay yourself first, right? Invest in yourself first and then pay your bills afterwards, and you'll find a way to live, right? We always do. We'll never have the perfect amount of money to go after, because you'll always find something that you want more. There's never that top tier, right? Because every time you get to that top tier, you want the next tier up. It's crazy. I've been doing it for years now, right? Thinking that, oh, I want this. And then I get there and it'd be something completely different that I wanted, and it's at the next tier up, right? And that's the joys about being, you know, humans and having that freedom of choice and having that determination to go after what we want. And we live in, you know, I think most of us live in this beautiful United States, if you're listening to this now, right? And there are so many opportunities out there, but you have to have that determination and you have to be willing to put down some of the stuff that's holding you back. Because I mean, that's the other part of this whole thing is, you know, are you really willing to put into the work, you know, to make that money, to handle all the stuff that comes along with making that money or handling all the stuff that comes along with that relationship, or, you know, handling all the things that comes along with really living that level 10 life. And if you're willing to do that kind of stuff, you know, you will see headway and you'll start gaining ground and you'll start making this life what you want of it. But you're going to have to give up some things. I'm going to have to give up some things. You know, I have to give up a lot of stuff to get to where I am today. And one of the biggest things was putting down alcohol, right? I stopped drinking because I knew I wanted to be a better dad for my children, right? And that was my why, and that was my determination, and that was my fire. And I'm proud to say that now I'm almost 2.5 years in to no alcohol, right? And it's totally changed my life, and it's totally changed me as a person, right? And it's not the easiest thing, and giving up alcohol isn't for everybody, right? But it was right for me, right? And that's what mattered. It was right for me, and that's why I did it for myself. And I don't judge people that, you know, that drink, right? I used to have a great time drinking, but I knew I wanted something more in my life, and that was something that was holding me back. That was the poison in my life. And so when I was able to really find my why of why I wanted to stop drinking, you know, that's what was the determining factor. And that's what got me to where I am today, you know, and really freed up that time to go after my dreams in a clear-minded way and not be just completely mush in the morning and not figure out my day until noon when it was halfway over, you know. So I hope you guys really, really figure out what exactly you want. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I want. It's changing every day, like I said. But let's just keep on trying, right? Keep smiling and stay positive. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and you're listening to the Dadpreneur Podcast. And I just have to say thank you so much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.